5 years after it happened, Hollywood is still shaking from the David Beagleman check-forging scandal. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. David McClintock's meticulous account of the affair is told in Indecent Exposure, a bestseller now out in paperback. Beagleman was head of Columbia Pictures. As the facts emerged about Beagleman's forging of actor Cliff Robertson's name on checks, McClintock saw a book in the works. After 11 years at the Wall Street Journal and with one well-received book behind him, McClintock wanted to write nonfiction full-time. Armed with a healthy advance from Morrow Publishers, McClintock went to work on the Beagleman scandal.
I went to the principal characters in the drama, and I said to each of them, somebody is going to write a book about this at some point. You all have a track record with me because I've been writing about you for the Wall Street Journal. You haven't liked everything I've written, but at least I'm a known quantity to you. Will you cooperate with this book?
Strangely, McClintock did most of his research not in Hollywood, but in New York.
Hollywood, contrary to popular myth, is largely controlled from New York. I wrote the book in New York. I spent a great deal of time on the West Coast, but Hollywood is not just a geographical section of Los Angeles, California. It is a multinational industry of massive proportions.
The paperback edition of Indecent Exposure shows how Cliff Robertson's career was badly damaged for his display of courage during the scandal.
Hollywood, being the kind of community it is, came down hard on Cliff Robertson for speaking publicly about David Beagleman's check forgeries. And Cliff Robertson, although he is an Academy Award-winning actor of great stature and has been in the business for 25 or 30 years, was blacklisted as a result of the events that this book describes and has worked virtually not at all for the last 4 years.
David McClintock, he's the author of Indecent Exposure, something the Hollywood types might call a hot property. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Former Wall Street Journal reporter David McClintock is the author of Indecent Exposure, the bestseller about the 1977 embezzlement scandal at Columbia Pictures. The book is now out in paperback. It's an account of David Beagleman's check forgeries, his firing as head of Columbia Pictures, his reinstatement. Unusual for nonfiction, the book is packed with dialogue. McClintock says those scenes are detailed reconstructions of actual events.
I was not present for many of these very dramatic confrontations, so that what I did was simply, at extraordinary length, sit down with each of the participants in a given meeting and say, please tell me what you recall about that meeting, who said what to whom and how, and what was not only what was said, but in what spirit and what was the flavor.
McClintock says none of the dialogue in the book has been challenged.
One Hollywood producer, who's a major character in this book, said that it was so accurate that it made the hair on his neck stand on end. He could just feel himself sitting in those meetings.
Before the hardcover edition of Indecent Exposure was published, the book was already widely circulated.
Someone to whom a copy of The Bound Galleys was sent saw fit to leak it into the New York-Hollywood pipeline. And once that happened, there was such a great deal of pent-up curiosity in the Hollywood community about this book that the Xerox machines started working overtime.
But McClintock says the pirating worked to the book's advantage.
Xeroxing in and of itself became a mini-event, a happening, that secretaries were running all over Hollywood, literally Xeroxing an entire manuscript of an entire book.
The paperback edition of Indecent Exposure includes documentation of the blacklisting of actor Cliff Robertson. David McClintock, who lives in Manhattan, is now at work on a study of the Chase Manhattan Bank. He says the book looks at power and will take 2 or 3 years to write. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.